one often wonders how one would feel when one hears those words. But I tell you what, I was absolutely calm. I don't know if this doctor was skilled in doing this or something, but he said, "You've got cancer." He had a little bit of a preliminary. I can't remember what it was. He said, "You've got cancer." And it was obviously, I knew something was wrong. I've been having tests, you know, but I had not been expecting that. But I felt absolutely calm, and left the hospital and walked out. And this calm turned into a kind of elation. And I mean, I've always been a very miserable person, you know, prone to depression and so on. And just suddenly it was as though this, I don't know, all the kind of things that normally, you know, I'm getting hung up about and all that, they kind of don't matter.
Back in the night, laid down by your fireside.
Everything becomes very, very vivid. And yes, I'm still feeling this elation. I've just got back from 2 weeks in Japan, and Japan was really doing its stuff. And I can remember getting this feeling. We went one day in Kyoto up into the mountains to a Shinto temple, and it was just so beautiful up there. I mean, I'm sure they were doing it deliberately. It was kind of the mountains. There was this fine snow falling with the sun shining through it. And hardly any people there. And I remember at one point I was standing on this balcony and looking out over the roofs of the temple to these mountains beyond, and this snow and everything, and thinking, whew, normally I would be looking at such a scene and trying to get it all remembered for future purposes, you know, to remember. But I thought no, I don't have to do that now, because I'm not going to remember it, because I'm not going to be here to remember it. And so I just thought, but I am here, and I could be in that moment. God, that is a fantastic feeling.